What's up, sunshine? Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire with your 10 minutes of news for Thursday, May 21st. We are going from Google giving search a futuristic glow up to a storm in Hawaii, waking up prehistoric dinosaur shrimp that honestly look like they're straight out of Jurassic Park. Plus, one fearless driver chasing one of racing's toughest challenges. CNN 10 starts now. And we start with the high-stakes health emergency in Africa, where officials are racing to contain a fast-spreading Ebola virus outbreak. As of this taping, more than 130 people have died. Nearly 600 suspected cases have been linked to the outbreak across parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. The public health crisis is further complicated by the fact that this strain of the virus, the Bundibugyo strain, has no specific treatment or vaccine. It's a race against the clock to track these cases and slow the spread. Our Larry Madowo has more on how officials are working to curb the growing problem.
The concern from public health experts in the region is that there's a likelihood that many people could have been exposed to Ebola. They're just not showing symptoms yet. It might take until 3 weeks before that begins to happen. This area in Ituri, northeastern DRC, which is the epicenter of the outbreak, has a lot of insecurity. About 100,000 people are displaced. It's a mining town. There's a lot of border traffic between this area in Bunia to Uganda across the border. The people move back and forth. Some may be asymptomatic right now, but in a few days or a few weeks, they might begin to show symptoms and they might have come into contact with a lot of people. So as they do more lab testing, contact tracing and surveillance, the numbers might as well skyrocket. And that affects a huge number of people within these countries, Uganda, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and possibly South Sudan as well. And you've seen these reported even in Kampala, which is a few hundred kilometers away. So that is why the WHO and many other experts say this could be much deeper of an outbreak than they currently know. And it could have already been spreading for a few weeks in the community before it was detected and confirmed.
For the first time in more than two decades, Google is giving its famous search bar a major AI makeover. Users can now search with images, videos, and even more natural conversational questions, kind of like talking to your smartest friend if your smartest friend knew literally everything. The company is also rolling out AI agents that can research and track topics for users automatically. It's all part of the tech giant's push to keep pace with the AI race against competitors like OpenAI. Now to Hawaii, where some rare weather led to a shrimply incredible discovery. Back in March, a Kona low storm drenched the state's driest island of Kahoʻolawe, just off the coast of Maui. The record rainfall transformed the usual dry landscape into a temporary wetland, awakening a long dormant prehistoric species known as dinosaur shrimp. These tiny three-eyed crustaceans look like a mashup between a horseshoe crab and a tadpole, and something your science teacher might keep in a secret lab. And get this, they're literally living fossils. They've remained largely unchanged for roughly 70 million years. That means these little dudes were around before the Himalayas were formed. Their eggs can stay dormant in dried lake beds for years, waiting until the perfect rainy day wake-up call arrives. Officials with the island's reserve commission say this is a jaw-dropping reminder that ecosystems can change fast when Mother Nature decides to flip the script. What came first, the chicken or the egg? We may see soon a new twist on this excellent question thanks to a biotech company working to revive extinct species and help save endangered birds by developing 3D printed eggshells designed to protect fragile embryos. Here's our Gianna Astorito with more.
Could these chicks be the key to bringing back extinct birds such as the giant moa? These chickens were hatched using artificial eggs. That's according to the scientists at Colosso Biosciences. The Dallas-based biotech company says its 3D printed shell and silicone-based membrane can grow an embryo without supplemental oxygen. The company says it has hatched 26 chicks using this technology, ranging from 2 weeks to 4 months in age. The next step is now seeing if they develop normally. The company is known for working towards de-extinction of species like the resurrection of the dire wolf, using ancient DNA to alter the genes of a gray wolf. It is also working towards resurrecting the dodo, the woolly mammoth, and the Tasmanian tiger. According to the company, the artificial egg technology will help to recreate extinct bird species, particularly the giant moa, which was so large there's no suitable living surrogate. But some scientists are skeptical, and though Colosso claims the artificial egg is scalable, the company would still need to overcome significant challenges, such as decoding the moa's unique genetic makeup to achieve its long-term goal of bringing it back in some form. The artificial egg technology, however, could help conserve endangered birds.
Pop quiz, hotshot. Which Indy 500 tradition started because a driver wanted something refreshing to drink after winning? Spraying champagne, drinking milk, kissing the bricks, or wearing goggles? You are a moosing if you said drinking milk. After winning in 1936, Louis Meyer asked for buttermilk because his mom said it would cool him down. Dairy farmers saw marketing opportunity faster than an Indy pit crew changing tires, and the milk celebration continues to this day. Our next story is about history in the making. Actually, her story in the making. Race car driver Catherine Legg is attempting to become the first woman to pull off the double, racing in the legendary Indianapolis 500, then hopping in a jet to compete in NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600. All on the same day. 1,100 miles of racing in whips that can hit 230 miles per hour, in addition to all the lightning fast travel logistics. Here's our very own Don Riddell with Miss Catherine Legg.
What are the people around you, the people that are close to you, who maybe aren't involved in the motorsport community, like, what do they think about what you're trying to do?
I don't think they quite get it. I don't think they understand the enormity of it and what it takes and the feat of organization that it actually is and the physical feat. I mean, it's like being focused for a 3 to 4 hour IndyCar race, then a 5 hour NASCAR race. It's the same as driving from New York to Daytona Beach, pretty much, at, gosh, an average of 200 miles an hour, odd, if you average the two. And, like, you cannot lose focus for a second of any of that. I don't think anybody can comprehend that. I don't think I can comprehend that until I've done it either.
We've spoken in the past and you've kind of resisted the idea that you're out there kind of setting an example for women because you just want to be a racing driver. That's all you want to be. Yep. I get the sense you are perhaps now perhaps embracing this a little bit more maybe?
No.
You just want to race.
I still want to be taken seriously and I want to be seen as race car driver first and foremost. I don't like the female driver label, right? Because it should be irrelevant. However, it would be amiss of me to not take the responsibility of being the visible only female in the race, to heart and to make the most of it for the next generations to come. I don't claim in any way, shape or form to speak for them. I hope that they're coming up through. But there is a saying which is to be it, you have to see it. And I'm a believer of that in that if somebody else sees me doing this and they think, well, maybe I can do X, Y, or Z. It doesn't necessarily need to be in racing. It could be like, oh, I don't see any women in my engineering class, but I'm still going to go do it because I could be the only one.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. Beep, beep, Barbie to the rescue. The average cost to fill a gas tank is anywhere from 60 to 90 bucks right now, but if your ride happens to be a Power Wheels Barbie Dream Camper, apparently $3 might do the trick. This man from Ellenwood, Georgia is showing us that life in the plastic is truly fantastic. Handyman Molly Hightower installed a 2-gallon tank and an engine from a power washer, proving pink horsepower is still horsepower.
Do what I can. I can't do the my regular cars. I got to do my little mini cars. So if I can get $1 on pump 6, that'll be great.
Molly had to think pink and says the tiny cruiser is perfect for quick errands. He's even upgraded it with lights, music, and a tablet screen. So while gas prices have some drivers feeling exhausted, Molly's rolling through town looking delightful. It might not be a ton of trunk space on that thing, but according to him, his cruiser is already enough. Okay, speaking of dolls, I want to thank some of our friends from all over the map. Miss Brooks in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I want to thank Mr. Bartlett in Kenton, Ohio. Mr. Daling in Aurora, Illinois. And Double Trouble, Mr. Asbury in Sacramento, California. All of you sending custom pop figures, and I must say they are lovely. Kindred kindness from four different schools. We will treasure these. Thank you for showing us so much love. Some random thoughts before I go. Why aren't iPhone chargers called apple juice? Clapping your hands is just giving yourself a high five. And if tomatoes are fruit, then ketchup is jam. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.